What a beautiful morning. Things sure look different after a good night's sleep.
You are looking very sharp this morning.
Well, I'm excited. It's Tuesday. You know, Monday's done. The work week gets fun when Monday is a done day. Write that down. I don't know who said it. It might have been me. It sounded like me. Tim Hunter hanging out with you, playing Everett's Greatest Hits. What's been going on since we last got together? Well, the Nordstrom anniversary sale got underway yesterday. Yippee-dippee-doo. Was that my outside voice, yippee-dippee-doo? Sorry. A woman in France was enjoying coffee with a friend when she was hit in the stomach by a rock. And it turns out the rock was actually the remnants of a meteorite. Came out of space, hit her right in the stomach. The odds of that happening are so incredibly remote. About the same as the barista spelling your name right. So, yeah, really, really out there. And summer keeps heating up, literally, with all the events this weekend. Salty sea days in Everett. Although my doctor has told me to watch my sodium, so I'm not sure at this point if I'm going to go. But a lot of people are wishing I would right now. Yeah, doing your Tuesday right here at KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Back to dry weather. I don't think there was any moisture that I saw. I heard him talking on the TV about there being a little bit of wet stuff around the area, but it was dry as a bone at our house. My wife is nervous about our trees and keeps running out there and watering them. No rain, any meaningful rain, since June 20th. Now, what's going to happen the rest of this summer? Well, you can get a sneak peek from KRKO resident meteorologist Ted Beener. He's got a brand new podcast on EverettPost.com, a great source for local news.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Now, hang on to your jammies for these. After years of therapy and hundreds of dollars, my therapist said something to me that brought tears to my eyes. No hablo inglés. Some of my friends exercise every day. Meanwhile, I'm watching a TV show I don't like because the remote fell to the floor. I told my waitress the steak was bad. She picked it up, slapped it, put it back down, and said, "If it gives you any more trouble, let me know." And lately, instead of cleaning the house, I just turn off the lights.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Okay, getting back to the great songs, more of Everett's Greatest Hits for you in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, not too shabby this morning, feeling all right. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. That Tim Hunter guy didn't get a chance to do this yesterday. Wanted to share some home movies from the adventure I had on Sunday.
We now present home movies, specially produced for radio on KRKO.
Okay, I'm taking you through Ballard Seafood Fest. It's something that happens every year. Lots of seafood and all kinds of goodies, great food booths. The reason I'm really here is I get to MC the annual Lutefisk Eating Contest. And I've been doing it since 2007. Anyway, the contestants are getting ready. Let's meet some of the people that are involved with the Lutefisk Eating Contest. Okay, I'm here with Corey. Corey, what is your role in this whole thing?
Oh, we are hosting a Lutefisk Eating Contest down here at Seafood Fest. Mountain Pacific Bank's putting on with some prize money, top prize, $300.
Whoa.
If you can shovel it down fast enough.
And keep it down.
Yeah, and keep it down. That is part of the rule. It's quite the scene, too, seeing people shoveling it down.
So what is your actual role?
I measure it all out to make sure it's all 100% fair and accurate. I'm also in charge of all the judging.
So all bribes should be directed to you.
You know it.
All right, so we started with 10 contestants, whittled our way down to 2 to battle for that top prize of $300. And here's what happened.
All right, gentlemen, you're ready, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Crowd, you're ready, right?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. All right, on your mark. Get set. Go. Let's see. Put some passion into it, lad. Kids, keep your fingers behind the rails. Holy Toledo, oh my God, check it out, check it out, check it out. Oh! He's got it. Returning champion, Al. There are shreds on your face, but we're gonna, those will eventually absorb.
All right, Al. How many years in a row have you won this?
Half a dozen.
So do you eat lutefisk any other time of year?
It's a Norwegian delicacy in our family for Christmas. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So. Do you wear it as on those holidays? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Enjoy your seafood fest. My name is Tim Hunter. If you get your KRKO radio, look for me there.
You have been watching Tim Hunter's Home Movies, an exclusive presentation of KRKO. And you were there.
Well, it was like being there, except you didn't have to worry about getting this stuff on you. So there you go. Congrats to all of our contestants that survived. And look forward to doing that madness all over again next year. All right, great to have you along. We'll get back to the music in just a moment. Yeah, taking you back to the 70s with Get Ready. We would have taken you back to the 60s if we'd have done Get Rough and Ready. But I was just testing to see if you remembered. Hey, good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with the Wandering One, Tim Hunter. Just having a little fun because I can. I want to wish a speedy recovery to Rick Riz. Yeah, longtime voice of the Seattle Mariners. He had an ATV accident during All-Star Week. Apparently injured, but not that bad, so he just needs some downtime, so he'll be out of the broadcast booth until next week. And I have several friends that are doing that Ozempic thing. You know, it's meant to be for type 2 diabetics, but people are using it as a weight loss drug. Well, they have the first unwanted side effect. They call it Ozempic butt. So you use the drug, you lose the weight, but as you lose those excess pounds, you end up with saggy skin on your butt. Modern world problems. We will survive. Somehow we will. I'm just telling you, this weather is just awesome. We'll talk about that in a moment. So nice to have a Monday behind us. Got a little bit of clouds yesterday, but we're back to sunshine for the remainder of the week, and I will take it. Again, we have the best weather in the country. I got a friend here from Nashville who was complaining about the clouds. I said, are you nuts? That's free air conditioning, pal. Good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter.
And now it's time to play KRKO's Music Detective.
Fun little game we play every now and then, and we're playing it now. I give you clues about the song we'll play next here on KRKO and see if you can figure out which song it is between now and then. You know this next song. I can't tell you who sings it because if I do that, it will give it away. But I'll tell you, I bet one thing you didn't know is that this song was inspired by a newspaper ad about Winnie the Pooh. In fact, the guy who wrote and sang the song said that Winnie the Pooh is still my favorite character who I've shared with my daughter Kelsey since the day she was born. Although she's growing out of it, I'm not. By the way, the singer and songwriter was the only voice you hear singing on this song. He just recorded multiple tracks over and over, and they mixed them all together. This song makes reference to a harmonica, a washboard, a kazoo, a Kalamazoo guitar, and a gut bass. Billboard magazine described this song as having, quote, an infectious calypso beat. Which song? Which singers? You'll find out in a moment. Such a great song on the hometown radio station KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. With Tim Hunter, not only do we give you all these great songs, we bring you Aqua Sox games, but you can take this music and the games along with you when you download the KRKO app. It's sitting there in the app store of your phone right now. It's free and waiting for you to download it. Please don't hurt its feelings.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do, but sometimes we get a little carried away. You know that new Barbie movie hits theaters finally this Friday? Well, if you really want to celebrate, you'll fly to Brazil where Burger King's down there are offering a special Barbie meal, which includes a cheeseburger with bacon bits and a smoky pink sauce, a pink milkshake, and a pink donut. Yeah. McDonald's is trying something different with their hamburgers in different U.S. cities, adding white onions to the burger patties while they're on the grill to enhance the flavor. If it's a hit there, then they'll probably do it everywhere. They checked the week of the 4th of July. Bud Light sales plummeted 23% that week. Pop-Tarts bringing back a fan favorite flavor this fall, strawberry milkshake. Snyder's Pretzels has a new flavor, Nashville Hot. And Krispy Kreme is trying to figure out a way to put more sugar into their donuts. They've come up with four new M&M donuts, each either topped or stuffed with M&Ms. Of course they are. All right, that is your food news.